Discussing racism can be difficult, especially with elementary students. A project at UNC Greensboro gives future elementary school teachers the tools to teach diverse classrooms about racism through reading. Liz Schlemmer has the story.
On a recent Saturday, the International Civil Rights Center and Museum at the Old Woolworths in Greensboro was buzzing with visitors. The museum is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the lunch counter sit-ins there that ignited a movement. In a quiet room in the basement, UNC Greensboro education student Shelby Morris prepares a reading lesson for whoever might walk through the door. She has chosen a picture book about the Greensboro sit-ins to read aloud.
The introduction to my lesson is, you know, where you're sitting is actually where this happens.
On each page of the book, she has stuck bright pink post-it notes with questions for students. Questions about big, difficult topics like racism, segregation, and white supremacy. She's ready, but a little nervous.
The first step is just telling yourself, it's okay that I don't know everything. My students may have more knowledge than I do, and that's okay. We're learning together.
In walks a Girl Scout troop from Raleigh. Most of the children and parents in the room are African American. Morris, like a majority of elementary teachers in North Carolina, is white. She reads aloud and engages students with her questions.
Who has the power in the situation? How does the store manager show his power over the Greensboro Four when he brings in a police officer and says you have to leave?
A second grader named Erica is wearing a sweatshirt with a logo for North Carolina A&T State University, the historically black college the four protesters attended. Just as Morris anticipated, Erica knows a few things.
So what movement, what is that called?
The Civil Rights Movement.
Very good. Did everyone hear what Erica said?
The point here is for future teachers like Morris to have the confidence to tackle these topics, especially with students who have a different background than her.
It's something I think about a lot. The school I was at last semester in an elementary classroom, you know, the majority of the students were African American. So the students, a lot of the times, don't look like me.
UNC Greensboro education professor Ryan Hughes organized the project. He'll use observations from these story hours to inform how he teaches the next generation of educators.
You know, if we don't teach and talk about race, that's a move that just holds white supremacy and racism in place. If we don't continue to have those conversations and puzzle through and muddle through how we might do it, we're not going to see any change.
Morris says after this first try, she feels more prepared and more likely to plan a lesson like this for another class.
Now I have like a checklist that I can go down when I pull a book. Okay, I want to talk about women's history. Let me pull some books. Let me look through them and see, is this really a good text? And if it's not, can I still use it in a way to benefit my students?
After story hour ended, the Girl Scouts toured the museum, including a trip upstairs to the famous lunch counter where the sit-ins began.
Is this the actual counter?
The girls walked through exhibits and faced hard images from the Jim Crow era. Here's second grader Erica again.
I felt sorry for all the people. I didn't know that that happened, and I didn't know they got burned, bombed, and everything like that.
One thing that left an imprint on Erica was just how recent this history is. Kids gasped when their tour guide explained that Ruby Bridges, who desegregated an elementary school at the age of 6, is still alive. Here's Erica and her mom, Vicky Meadows.
She's younger than your grandma, because she's 65 now.
Oh.
And Ma is 73. So Ruby Bridges is still alive.
So Ma
went through that, yeah. You can ask her when you go home. She'll tell you all about it.
And the conversation continues. The story hour at the International Civil Rights Center and Museum will continue every second and fourth Saturday of the month all year, with different themes about race each month. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.